From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
The uproar over the election of a gay Anglican bishop continues, with more reaction from Caribbean Anglican and other religious communities. Voters are back at the polls in the Turks and Caicos Islands today in two crucial by-elections, and a former ally of Fidel Castro is back in Cuba to lead an opposition movement. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The heated debate over the controversial election of an openly gay Anglican bishop in the United States is continuing. Leslie Goff reports that Caribbean-born Episcopalians in New York are preparing, they say, to express their disgust at the election by discussing a breakaway from the church.
Angry at the confirmation of their church's first openly gay bishop, Caribbean-born Episcopalians in New York City have begun discussing whether it's time they broke away from the church altogether. Montserrat-born, New York-based Reverend Peter Bramble held an emergency meeting with colleagues and congregants on Wednesday to decide what to do next.
The people in my parish are absolutely opposed to it. They want to do something drastic. They don't want any of their money to go to support this kind of thing. They're saying, Father Bramble, when we put money in the plate, we don't want our money to go and support this homosexual thing.
Parishioners at Reverend Bramble's church, the Church of St. Mark in Brooklyn, New York,